41. Cloudy tonight with a bit of snow and rain at times, not really amounting to that much, low 32 to 36. Tomorrow, cloudy, a couple of snow showers, the high temperature 41. Thursday, mostly cloudy and breezy with a snow shower, high 35. It'll be colder after that. The period from Friday through Saturday, Sunday, and Monday will not be extremely cold, but nights will be in the upper teens and 20s, and days probably staying at or below freezing in the afternoon hours. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Elliot Abrams on your radio friend, WRJN.
Muchas gracias, EA. In Kenosha, we have cloudy skies and 36 degrees, clouds and 34 at the Municipal Airport in Burlington. At Milwaukee's Mitchell International Airport, it's cloudy and 38. And in Racine at Magnum.media's international headquarters, cloudy skies, 37 degrees. The wind is out of the west at 5 miles an hour. The wind chill index is being produced at a 33-degree clip. Freezing dew point, 82% relative humidity. And the barometric pressure is, it's falling at 29.89. It is 10 minutes after 11 o'clock. Welcome in to a tremendous Tuesday. Hour of power, as we pause during this 60-minute time frame to acknowledge what we know to be true 24/7, don't we, beautiful humans, that knowledge is indeed power. And we are going to be getting a lot of it during the course of the next 60 from the likes of Dr. Phil McGraw. Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst will be here with a roving report. The great Tom Carco will bring you the news. We will have meteorologist Hall of Famer Elliot Abrams with your AccuWeather forecast, all the sports you could possibly hope for, plus Charles Osgood's file, This Day in History, the Rewind feature. They're all coming up on this tremendous Tuesday, Hour of Power, plus the great music that you've grown to love by being tuned in to AM 1400 and now on FM 98.1 in David Hallman's Kenosha, 99.9 in Racine, and all over the terra firma at WRJN.com. Here come the boys from my hometown of Chicago and the hometown of the World Series champions, Chicago Cubs. It makes me smile every time I think about it. Chicago, on your radio friend.
Children play in the park. They don't know.
Boom. Chicago on your radio friend, 14 minutes after 11 o'clock on a tremendous Tuesday morning, and it is time to Ask Dr. Phil.
It's Ask Dr. Phil. When your child...
Apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
It's 11:16 on your radio friend. This is Glenn Klein in the studio with my tag team partner on Community Conversations, Mr. Racine, Mark Eichhorst. What do you think of David Hallman?
Interesting individual, very, very intelligent.
Sharp kid. I mean, he's on fire for what he believes. Got to respect that.
Absolutely.
So you recently were in your old stomping ground. You went to Racine Lutheran, not Trinity.
Yes. But I work at Trinity.
You work at Trinity now.
Yeah.
And you go to Trinity.
Yes.
And sometimes
I'm an elder.
You're an elder. What does that mean?
I'm an elder for in the church.
Yeah, but
I'm one of the people that help oversee what the church does.
Do you bring people under discipline and stuff?
No.
You don't like excommunicate anybody?
No.
Do you ever see the show The Young Pope on HBO yet?
Have not.
You really should check that out. It's with Jude Law. Diane Keaton's in there. It's really an intense drama. A little dark, but there's some humor in it. He takes over as the Pope. He's elected as Pope. He's a young, good-looking dude. And he is not your dyed-in-the-wool every... It's kind of like David Hallman a little bit. Not what you would expect for somebody in his office. And I highly recommend it to you beautiful humans. So you were at Trinity Lutheran for their big annual community night. This was this last weekend.
Right, and it's put on by the pre-K... to second graders, and there's a service beforehand at 5 o'clock where the kids sing and perform, and we have other singers, and there's a sermon and everything, and then afterwards in the gym they have this community night, and as we progress with this report, I'll kind of explain what was going on.
Why did they do it?
And that, first of all, I talked with the organizer of the event. She's first grade teacher, Barb Strzok. And I began by asking her how the idea for Community Night came about.
It's been done at previous schools, and so we just decided to start it.
What kind of reaction and progress do you see as the kids are making progress? What kind of reaction do you get from the kids?
They have fun going on their interviews for first and second grade, and they sometimes will get t-shirts or get to see the insides to businesses that they wouldn't normally see. So it's an adventure for them.
And overall, what kind of reaction? Because I know that the parents do participate somewhat and help building the models of the buildings and stuff. What kind of reaction do you get from the parents?
Parents help their kids with writing for first and second grade, doing their interview, helping them write sentences. They help them with their buildings. They help them make their cars and assemble it or paint it or color it. And so it becomes a family thing.
Overall, when the night's all over and the kids have performed well and the kids that have the buildings do their presentations well, do you have a lot of personal satisfaction?
The kids and families have a lot of personal satisfaction about what they did and the wonderful time and the wonderful things that they did. And they get to talk to people, even on Community Night, to get to talk to everybody. And ultimately, we get to give God glory for his creation.
She's a first grade teacher, huh, Barb?
Yes.
Strzok?
Yes, and what happens is the first and second graders go out. Like I had a first grader, his name was Logan Ramsey. He came, he interviewed me, and you happened to be on vacation that week. He came in, we took pictures with Mike, myself, and him. He toured the studio.
Was he on the radio?
We didn't have him on the radio. In years past, we were able to do that. This year, we just weren't able to figure out a good time. And because of class. And then the second graders, they go out and learn about vocations, numerous different types of businesses and vocations. The little ones, and they're the cutest, the pre-K and the kindergartners, they find a vehicle that they've seen sometime in Racine or somewhere around, and the parents help build these, and they wear them. They kind of come over their bodies. They're kind of like box-shaped. Police cars, fire engines, railroad engines. There was even a Zamboni, and
you like that one.
And they come and parade right through the gym.
You're going to be driving the Zamboni,
yeah,
for the Racine Icemen, for our minor league hockey team.
We'll see.
Okay.
But and then the young people that went out and did the interviews, like I said, they have built models of the places they visited. Logan built this tremendous model of our Magnum Media headquarters here in Racine. I'll be able to bring that in the next week or so. They're still on display at the school now. Tomorrow is Grandparents' Day. It's National Christian Education Week, as it is also National Catholic Education Week.
You know, it's also National Compliment Day.
Yes, and I gave you one before, but you didn't come back.
What was your compliment?
I said I listened to your interview with Dave Brown yesterday. I thought it was a very good interview.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to listen to your discussion with Pastor David now.
Yeah, Pastor David Ganey.
I'll give you the review after I hear it.
He is one of our pastors and very, very involved with our school program, as our other pastor, Steve Jennings, is.
A congregation like ours is always looking for opportunities to reach out into the community, to be a part of the community, not to be isolated and all by ourselves. And Community Night is a great opportunity for that, as our school children and their families kind of fan out all over town and get to know different businesses, organizations, and leaders in the community, learn what they do, have an opportunity to share a little bit about who we are. I think it really enhances our presence here as neighbors.
You know, and also it may, as young as the kids are in K-3 through second grade, it may produce eventually some future businessmen or leaders in our community.
Absolutely. In fact, I think there have been two or three of our children who have interviewed Mayor Dickert who seem intrigued by the opportunity toward public service. So who knows? It's a long time from now, but if that seed was planted, that's just another benefit.
That was excellent background ambiance. And usually you have motorcycles.
Yeah,
in your
background. I knew you were going to say something about that. I expected that.
It was very good ambiance. And the pastor, he sounds very pastoral. You must have drawn that out of him. There's my compliment.
Okay, thank you. But I didn't. He's like that all the time. He's
yeah, very they have good got that nice pastoral yes. voice. I'm sure when he gives his sermons, they're very soothing, and people repent for their sin. And you go Saturday nights or Sundays?
I go Saturday nights.
Yeah, you get that out of the way. Yeah.
Nah, it's not getting it out of the way. No, it just works out a little better for me. I do go on Sundays if I miss on a Saturday. But if
there's a conflict with a Cubs game on a Sunday, well, it wouldn't be a Cubs game. The conflict would be more likely a Bears game or Packers game. Would you miss the football game to go to church?
No.
I
mean, I shouldn't say that. It doesn't happen. There's been times I've gone into church on Saturdays when the Cubs are going into the fourth or fifth inning. They usually start their games 3 o'clock on Saturdays sometimes at home. And the sports, you know, I love my sports, but I love my God more.
Oh, come on, Mark.
That's the truth.
If you had a pick between Jesus Christ and the Cubs, you're telling me you're picking Jesus Christ?
Absolutely. I'd rather play for his team than the Cubs any day.
But you have no chance of playing for the Cubs.
That's true.
I wonder what Mayor Dickert would say.
Well, anyway, Mayor Dickert has...
Do you think if he had a chance to be on the Packers... or to be on Jesus' team, which do you think he would choose?
I think he would choose Jesus' team.
See, we're all on Jesus' team. Right. That's what I keep telling you. We have no choice. We get to root for everybody that way. We're not divided, because that's what David Hallman was talking about. All that he got all upset with me, didn't he?
I didn't feel he got that upset. He stood his ground.
He was fired up.
He stood his ground.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me say or ask which minority was the most persecuted. At this point, you can hear that on the archives later. That was a good interview.
Yes, it was. By the way, speaking of Mayor,
and there's another compliment.
Speaking of Mayor John Dickert,
yes. How about Mayor Dickert?
He has. This is 6 years that we've been doing this at Trinity, and he's shown up almost every year. We actually weren't expecting him.
He's
this
Catholic,
year.
Isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Wow, he crossed over.
We weren't expecting him this year because he was in Washington, D.C. almost all of last week.
Right.
But he still showed up, and he just loves talking with the kids. He gets interviewed once a year. One of the kids will come in and interview him about being the mayor. They'll build a city hall. He loves talking to the parents and teachers, and I asked him why.
This is the first and only of its kind of production that they put on that I've seen in the city. And what they do for the listeners is each one of the children takes something. The young man that came to me did a whole story about City Hall, the mayor's office, and then he replicated City Hall. And then
I had Logan Ramsey interview me and build a replica of WR Magnum Media.
Exactly. And, you know, they have all these different stores, Mitch and Marty's gas station to, you know, NH Bakery. And so they do all of this, and then the family gets to see what they've accomplished, and they get to learn more about our community. And I tell you, Trinity Lutheran, the school, the pastors here, they've done such a magnificent job of making this our community.
You know, and Pastor said in his sermon tonight, in this time where there seems to be a lot of division in the country, this is a great project for bringing people together as a congregation, as a community, as a family that work together on the projects and showcase our community.
And this just reminds us over and over again how great a community we have.
Mayor Dickert, Mark Eichhorst, WRJN, there are no two bigger proponents for this fine community than Mark Eichhorst and John Dickert. Another compliment.
Thank you, sir.
On National Compliment Day.
Thank you, sir. And the mayor, I said, he really enjoys himself. And those kids just flock to him when they see him. They love him.
Does he bring candy to him or anything?
No.
Or?
He's there to talk with him, and he listens.
He makes some balloons, you know, some animal balloons?
No.
No, nothing like that.
One of the cuter things, too, is we do have in our we have a daycare center, and we have some 3-year-olds, and they love my boss over there, Rick Hansen, and Rick is the head custodian over there. And we had a kind of like a dumpster, cloth dumpster, and the 3-year-olds all piled into that one, and they had their brooms and their dustpans and everything with them, and he pushed them out, and they were part of the parade. Logan Ramsey, as I said, was the first grader who I talked to. Typical first grader, a lot of short answers, but I asked him in his project what he enjoyed most about it.
The radio tower. And what did you learn from doing your project?
That there was more technology than I thought there was.
Any inkling on maybe becoming a broadcaster someday?
Possibly.
Yeah. And what do you enjoy most about Trinity Lutheran School?
That we are a Christian school and we love God.
So, again, thanks for the job you did interviewing me. I hope you're having a good time tonight.
You too.
That's Logan Ramsey. You did a very good job. See, it's hard to interview kids.
Yes, it is.
You can't ask them yes or no questions because right. They will answer yes or no. So you ask them like you did other than that one. And so he built a model of the Magnum.media international headquarters with the tower and the whole shebang.
Yeah, him and his parents. And they encouraged the parents to be involved with these projects. And that's kind of what Pastor Ganey was saying is so neat. With all the division in our country right now, this community night has the parents working together with the kids, which is great. And then we have this community night as a congregation. And the community comes and supports us as a congregation and attends. You see, you know, the parents, the grandparents are there. They take pride. Each young individual gets to express themselves. And it's called Community Night and perfectly named.
Well, next year, I want you to make a mental note that some student at Trinity Lutheran School has got to come and do a model of the gingerbread house.
For a lot of folks around here, living the farm and fleet life means getting the most out of every day and every dollar. From simple auto repairs to that long list of honeydew projects, the experts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet can help you find the right products for your next job. Put your projects together perfectly with Hillman Grade 8 hardened nuts, bolts, and washers. They're just $3.49 a pound. And do quick repairs with a Hobart Handler 140 115-volt MIG welder. Versatile for light industrial, body shop, farm, and household applications. On sale, $479.99. For superior hardware, tools, and supplies, trust the experts at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. For even more genuine values, flip through our latest Blaine's Farm and Fleet flyer or check us out online at farmandfleet.com. And remember, you can buy online and pick up at the store. You don't even have to get out of your car with our new drive-through service.
Thanks to Mark Eichors for another outstanding roving report. There's another compliment on National Compliment Day on this January 24th, 2017. It's 11:30, and it is time for the great Tom Carco's Tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power News Update.
Tom Carkle and the WRJN News Center. AccuWeather forecast, cloudy today, we'll have a high near 41. A Mount Pleasant man facing